Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful Labor Day weekend, but I can certainly tell you who's not, and that's none other than the grease monkey himself, Gavin Newsom. A federal judge just delivered a devastating blow to Newsom that could completely derail his presidential ambitions, and the numbers behind this legal catastrophe are absolutely staggering. So what happened in that California courtroom on August 29th? It wasn't just another legal setback. It was a complete dismantling of Newsom's strategy to control free speech and silence conservative voices. But here's what makes this even more shocking. The data shows this could actually cost him everything in 2028. And I'm about to break down exactly why using the numbers that prove it. So let's talk about what really happened here. Newsom signed not one, not two, but three different laws targeting what he called deepfakes and misinformation. Assembly Bill 2839 banned AI-generated political content 100 days before elections. Assembly Bill 2655 forced media platforms to remove content deemed materially deceptive. I mean, these weren't just regulations. They were weapons designed to silence political opposition. The reason for these bills, the stated reason, was a satirical video by Christopher Coles, known as Mr. Reagan, that mocked Kamala using AI-generated voice cloning. And when Elon Musk shared it, Newsom lost his mind and he tweeted back that he had just signed a bill that makes this illegal in the state of California. Well, as it turns out, that single tweet would actually become Exhibit A in the lawsuit that destroyed him. The Babylon Bee was one of the parties of this lawsuit suing this blatantly unconstitutional infringement of free speech. And the Bee pointed out that, you know, given their satire, their entire social media platform would have to be shut down for 120 days before an election. That's literally 4 months where they would not be able to operate because of these laws. And they were like, how is this not an absolutely egregious infringement on our right to free speech? Enter federal judge John Mendez. He issued his ruling yesterday, and he completely obliterated every single bill that Gruesome Newsom signed. He ruled that these bills failed strict scrutiny analysis, violated core First Amendment protections, and that the laws were a blunt tool that hindered humorous expression and unconstitutionally stifled free speech. And some of the interesting stats that were cited were from the Knight of Columbia's First Amendment Institute. They analyzed 78 instances of AI use in the last presidential election, found that 39 had no deceptive intent whatsoever. The most common use was actually for legitimate campaigning purposes, not misinformation.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now, here's where it gets interesting for 2028. Yes, Newsom is currently leading Democrat primary polling at about 25%, a 13-point surge from June. But that number's built on sand, and here's why. Every major court defeat creates what political strategists call competency erosion. So this is what they tried and failed with Trump, with all the federal injunctions issued against him since January. With competency erosion, voters start questioning whether a candidate can actually deliver, whether he can actually govern effectively. When Texas passed similar deepfake restrictions, they carefully crafted that legislation to withstand constitutional scrutiny. Whereas Gavin Newsom just rammed through these laws. I mean, California already has existing defamation, fraud, and privacy laws that could address actual harmful deepfakes. They also have political advertising disclosure requirements for AI-generated content. But instead of using these scalpel-like tools, Newsom chose the sledgehammer approach, and he got smacked down by a federal court. Judge Mendez specifically noted that counter-speech, not censorship, is the appropriate remedy for political satire. It's a direct rebuke of Newsom's utterly ridiculous, politically illiterate instincts. Here's the truth about those polling numbers for Newsom. 25% support in a Democrat primary means 75% of Democrats want someone else. Pete Buttigieg is holding steady at about 16%. Kamala Harris still has an 11% support, despite her catastrophic 2024 defeat. The timing could not be worse for Newsom. Just as he's trying to establish himself as the anti-Trump fighter Democrats want, he gets exposed as someone who can't even craft basic constitutional legislation. Every campaign speech, every debate answer, every media appearance will now have to address why he tried to ban political satire in America. Add to this the fact that coastal elites are by and large political disasters in presidential campaigns, right? Just ask Mitt Romney or John Kerry. Coastal elites are political disasters. They cannot win the working class vote, and swing states are inordinately working class. So I think in many ways, Gavin Newsom's presidential aspirations are already collapsing before he even gets started. And this court smackdown he got yesterday certainly ain't going to help. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Have a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day weekend. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.